Yeah, sure. Sure,
good morning, PML. It is your boy. I got D in the building. D-Line, say hello to the people.
First of all, we cannot hear nothing. I don't know what that was. But anyway, what's good, PML fan? Yeah, it sounded bad. What's good, PML fans?
Good morning. Well, let's redo it. Oh. Good morning, everybody. This is your boy, Nefarious. We are here for the breakfast show. We got the breakfast crew in the building. We got D-Lloyd and the fucking building. D-Lloyd, say hello to the people. That yeah, better, D-Lloyd?
Again. Yep. Yeah, what's good, PML fans? Your boy, D-Lloyd. We are back. Another episode. Today is a Vans day. Hopefully, everybody had a great weekend. It should be the final week. It's not a regular week day. All right. Hello?
HD?
You're not going to say that? All right, I'm supposed to just go after D-Lloyd? You're just going to flip the script today?
Oh, you didn't hear me?
You didn't say shit!
We also have HD in the building. HD, say hello to the people.
Hello!
What a great show.
I didn't hear nothing. That's what I thought this was going to sound like.
What a great show. What a great show.
I was about to call the A-Rod. Like, hey, A-Rod's here. I'm like, that will come back eventually.
What a great show. I appreciate everybody being on today, and we'll see you next time.
Yes, sir. There it is. Yes, point. How many points we get?
We do. Five for that, baby. one per. We got six, because two per intro, and we all did an intro, so two per intro.
Okay. Wait a minute. Our friends left? Do you want to be on with us?
Nobody wanted to be on, bro. They just said, uh-uh. They're boycotting the breakfast show. That's the best show on this side of the Mississippi, bro. But D-Lloyd's on the other side of the Mississippi, and I'm on the opposite side. So that don't make sense, but it makes sense in my head. We got plenty of stuff to talk about. We got the games over the weekend. We also got next week's games to talk about. We also got some cool content that's come out. So we could talk about that a little bit, but we have to talk about what the games and next week's games first. We'll do that first. If we have more time, we'll go into other things. D-Lloyd, are you able to pull up the schedule for us? Because you are the subbing. You are
nope.
The subbing.
I'm taking it today.
Go, HD.
D-Lloyd doubled the bag last week, bro. We can't have
that. Yeah, he was trash, bro. Beast, are you on or are you off? We do have room on the show today. I'm assume off if he's staying on mute. All right, so he's not on. Okay, so HD, you're firing D-Lloyd, right?
Yes, D-Lloyd has been fired. Terminated.
Okay. Terminated from doing the games.
First game of the week. The Chargers defeat the Jets 41-38. Someone said, I didn't see this game, but someone said that Caleb had a good game.
Damn. First time for everything, baby. First time for everything. I made the playoffs. Caleb had a good game. D-Lloyd didn't have fun. First time for everything.
D-Lloyd didn't have fun. Caleb Williams. 19 for 27, 377, 3 touchdowns, and 1 pick.
Damn, that's crazy. That's probably the best game all cycle. That's saying a lot.
It's season for sure. So I assume no one else watched it.
I know Coach talked about it a little bit when we were playing GM mode. He was like, Greeny kind of downplayed it a little bit. Not saying like it. We're not going to blow this out of proportion. Like, he's like, Greeny had me feeling like it was going to be an easy game, and then he came out and played really well. That's the one thing Coach did say about the game. But it was a really good game from Caleb, and I think it came down to, like, the last couple of minutes. I didn't watch it, though.
All right. Next game also came down to the last couple of minutes.
Caleb.
Did you watch it?
No. What? I didn't watch it at all. I just said I seen Caleb at the top of the little fantasy list. Yeah.
It's always And it's pointless rounds because we don't have fantasy rounds, but it's always good to see your guys pop up on the fantasy top five.
Yeah.
So another game that came down to the wire. I did watch the last couple minutes of this one. It was the Browns defeating the Lions 28-24, with the Lions having a chance to take the lead with a couple seconds left. I think it was one of those plays where he had one read at either like, hey, this guy's not open, I gotta make something happen. Falling at the ball, last play of the game. And Paul DeHuyck, his one read must have not been open, so he just scrambled immediately. And I believe he threw a pick or took a sack, one of the two. But he had the slot guy wide open at the seam for a touchdown to win the game, and he completely missed it. So that's a shitty way to lose once you go back and look at it and notice that you had a guy open, but you just couldn't see it in time. So, you know, it's a last effort type deal, and you're probably not really reading the play as you normally would. So you go back and look at it, it's a shitty way to lose. But Fallen playing the game that I did not expect, keeping it within four.
Yeah, Fallen puts together some good games. It was funny that tweet I posted yesterday, and Kieran was like at them. I think we know who it is with the gun bunch verticals, gun bunch double pose, gun bunch
stretch alert bubble.
Yeah, the single back wing slot. I think we know exactly who those guys are. I don't know about the free safety blitz out of dime. I'm going to have to start running that.
I've never seen those plays work. I've never touched those. I've never seen those plays work.
You've never?
I'm not touching. Every time I do a safety blitz, somebody fucking scores, and I just don't touch it. I was like, I'm good.
I mean, yeah, so
I do some safety blitzes. They're not bad. I actually like them. But like I said, I also have a terrible defense, so.
So what I was gonna say is that when it comes to that free safety blitz out of dime, that's the one thing I haven't seen. That verticals play, it's been a Madden thing since like fucking Madden fucking 18 when we first started PML. That verticals out of bunch.
I was since 06, bro. You know, I'd be playing the old games back in the day. You could just throw it deep. It's probably always been a staple. They probably been using it in Madden 98.
Well, the only reason people like it is because the outside guy, that wheel route gets open if you play off. You get thrown immediately. So I think that's the only reason. They're kind of just open for 3 yards. It's good. It's good for 8, 10, 12 yards. And sometimes if you focus on that, then you leave the tight end open. So it is a good play. I don't even say it's meta. I mean, it's just a verse play. It's, you know, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. What's considered meta? Just like that's just popular. Is that basically what it means? It's popular.
I mean, it's a good. If it's a good play, they just call it meta because there's people that, especially in the Muck community, that's the only plays they call. So I guess
it's more just popular, so.
When they say meta, I think they're talking about spam and popularity.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that play's been meta for, like you said, 6 years since it came out. So, actually, fun fact, that play came out, like Dealer said, a while ago. I used to run that play in Madden 15. There was a gun bunch formation with the 49ers. It was the year Kaepernick was really good. And the audibles were crazy. It was, it had that. It had a read option. It had a kicker. And this would be, like, considered now. Shotgun bunch strong, so the running backs on the bunch side. It would be a counterplay to the bunch. You could throw a read option in there. It had a PA switch with the middle top of the tree ran a wheel while the outside guy ran a post, and then the inside guy dragged, and then there was it was verts. And I would just cycle those. It was against CPU. I wasn't really big online. And I could just cycle through those four plays just depending on what formation they were in or what defense they were in. So that play's been out for a while. It's always been good. Like I said, I think it's gotten more to do with the wheel route and how open it gets.
Yeah.
But, yeah, nonetheless, we will move on. We had a 7-7 matchup for the in the NFC North. Vikings 35, Packers 31. Vikings trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. I'm not sure how the race looks, but I know they're up there in the hunt. I think the NFC North leader has 9 wins, 10. So he's not far behind those guys.
AFC North right now, the Bears are 9-5, the Lions 9-6, the Vikings 8-7.
He's right there. Unless no one wants it, we will move on.
No, I mean, didn't watch it, but I mean, I'll say because both of these teams came in on the losing streak, so somebody had to, you know, somebody had to break it. But I don't know. I don't think was super invested this season, but it's good for when we started. I mean, they both started solid. When we started really good, fell off. But Tua, you know, the GOAT.
Tua is not the GOAT.
Tua had 5 touchdowns, bro. I mean, I don't know how we just overlooked that.
I say that Tua is not the GOAT.
You don't know talent, clearly.
Can confirm Tua is not N-O-T, the GOAT. Not the GOAT. Tua is A-S-S.
Hater, dog.
A-S-S.
All right. Well, then we got the next one. We got the Jacksonville Jaguars scoring 49 points to the Titans 37 points.
Yes, sir. Entertaining.
Talk about
games,
a deal.
We have entertaining games, baby. We started off. It went back and forth until the end. It was have you? I don't know how you play. One of those games where like. You shot yourself in the foot, but you played really well type thing. Cause we had a fumble, we got a field goal blocked. I threw like fucking 5 picks, forcing it. It was bad, bro, but we still had a shot at the end, and then of course I threw another pick at the end of the game. So it was one of those bad games. Everything just kinda went wrong. I think it sounds crazy. I gave up 49. Like I said, I turned the ball over so many times. I think defensively, we are starting to get a little bit better. Not a lot better. Like, I might be 28th next season. Like, we're moving up. You know what I mean? But other than that, I don't think there was really nothing else special about the game. Nothing really crazy happened.
You still can't run the ball, right?
Oh, you will be wrong, bro. I had 128 rushing yards. Yes, sir, baby. I had a career high 19 carries. I don't think I ever give running back 19 carries, bro.
So you still can't run the ball.
Nope, I was going crazy out there.
You still can't run the ball.
I went crazy, bro.
That's crazy. You have the stick skill.
I got my running back, the superstar, and you know you could pretty much assume what he got, and you would be probably correct. He got good old recuperation.
Sir. You got to recuperate like a motherfucker.
I actually don't mind it for a running back, but he got recuperation, and something I was happy he got because of the re-roll later on, he got persistent.
He is going to recuperate like a motherfucker. Who got the superstar?
My running back, Nick Singleton.
You didn't use Blake Corum to his potential, I see.
I had Blake Corum. He was cool. I drafted another guy this year. Blake Corum is like the change of pace. He got a speed upgrade this season. He's like a change of pace guy. I like Nick Singleton.
Kind
of like Treylon Burks. Corum. I just play the guy. It's kind of like Treylon Burks, bro.
It's crazy. Blake Corum, you need to play more Blake Corum, bro.
He's my better back, but
he is the GOAT back.
Singleton. I don't know if he's the GOAT back. Maybe he is. He does have 95 speed. The motherfucker don't play for me like that. But I'll start giving the ball a little bit more. But he wasn't getting the ball last game because I had to get a superstar game, bro. He was like, just sit down this one, Blake. Or Blake, just sit down, bro.
What's your record now, D-Lloyd?
3 and something, however fucking many losses you have.
Damn, and you still having fun?
3-12.
And you still having fun,
obviously,
bro.
At this point in Madden, it's just hard in general to have a lot of fun just because, you know, just like almost getting to that time. He's just over the game. But yeah, I think I'm doing a pretty solid job of enjoying it though. So you got to do different shit in my mind just to try to enjoy the game.
I mean, recently I just said, fuck it. We ain't trying to do this fucking sim shit and we're just going to play Madden and see what happens. Isn't it?
Crazy.
It's been good. It's been good. Fuck this sim shit, bro. You want to see Gun Bunch, bro? I'm going to Gun Bunch the fucking tits off of you.
Not my Neff, bro.
Yeah, fuck your Neff, bro. This is new Neff.
Damn, new Neff, bro. I don't know if I like new Neff.
New Neff is a goat. Neff. Mm. Neff. I call myself Neff.
Wow. All right, AT, you going to the next game,
Yeah, we lost AT. I don't know where fuck he went.
The Jaguars.
He had one job.
The Jaguars are now. What's their record, bro?
8-7, I think.
8-7. Yeah, 9-6. So I think for the playoff hunt, I mean, we'll talk about like the other games later, but this should elevate them to the 7th seed.
Yeah,
we'll elevate them to 7th seed. So
I have them getting that 7th seed. When we did our predictions, I think last week, I think I had the AFC pretty much sewed up on who's getting what. I know the Jets weren't going to do it because of the late schedule they have. The Steelers were the other team in the Bengals. And the Jets and the Jags were the favorite. It's proven to be correct so far at 9-6. I don't know what he's got to finish out the season, but you know, that's a big win they got this week.
Yeah, for sure. We'll see what happens. But yeah, that was a big. I don't know what list AD's going off of.
He's probably going off week schedule.
Okay, I'll go do.
Probably going off week schedule.
I was just scrolling down as shit happens.
Yeah,
it's a little bit on this.
That's lame, right?
Anyway, as we scroll down, I find where we were. There we go. The next game we have the Dallas Cowboys in a shootout, outshooting the Washington Commanders 17-7. These are the games people like, apparently.
Damn, bro.
People love these games because they don't like my 49-37. Remember, they said it's too much defense. I mean,
I don't think they like this game. I think you're tripping to say they like this game.
No. People say, apparently, they act like, you know, because I don't play defense. All I want to do is outscore you. They rather watch, you know, shootouts like these where it's 17-7, and these guys are just going at it. And I'm making incredible plays on both sides. Game where Drake May had an outstanding 18 for 29, 183, no touchdowns, one interception. Dak Prescott outdueled him, going 17 for 23, 191, one touchdown, two interceptions. Travion Henderson did have a good game, 145 rushing yards. Damian Pierce had 87 rushing yards. I don't really know what else to say. Nobody scored points, bro, but the Cowboys got it done, and they are looking good for the division. It's not over, but they're in a good spot, right?
It is, yeah. It is not over. They're in a good spot. They need to. So basically, if the Eagles win out and the Giants win out and the Cowboys lose out, there's still a chance. But if the Cowboys win one game, either next week against the Eagles or the last week against the Lions, the division is over. The NFC's belongs to the Dallas Cowboys.
Gotcha. Okay, so they got to just try to. Yeah, I mean,
they just got to win one game. They got to do is win one
Everybody
game.
Everybody else needs a miracle. They just need a win.
Yeah. Gotcha. This is going to be the grossest 4 seed we ever seen in PML. 6-11. 6-11 is probably going to be the 4 seed. That's why I said put one of each tier in a division, bro. And I think that's how we rock. But go ahead and move on to the next game, D-Lud.
Yep. Next game, we had Keyron and the Houston Texans taking advantage of old man Mike, defeating them 40-20. Raiders 3-12 as well, staying in the Arch Manning sweepstakes. I know Keyron's trying to win MVP with CJ Stroud, and he had an MVP-type game, 361, 5 TDs, no interceptions. Daniels had a I'm gonna get replaced by Arch Manning type of game. 15 for 30, 143, one TD, two picks.
Are you surprised? Is anybody surprised by this?
No. No. Ebron's in a good form right now, and you know, he's trying to get ready, playoff ready. And I know Mike is just trying to enjoy the rest of the season.
I gotta eat my words. I did say out of all the QB selected, I thought that in that draft, I thought that the best career would come from the Raiders and Jaden Daniels. I am very, very wrong about that. I think it was Riley Leonard who's had the best career out of that draft class. Season one draft class.
I mean, you can't. I mean, he went to what, Super Bowl?
Yeah.
All that, I mean, yeah.
Right. And then you have Henderson from the Rams who's won a Super Bowl with them.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, it depends on, depends on the stats. Drake May obviously hasn't had a good cycle.
He lost his abilities, right?
Yep. Caleb Williams, I mean, the overall's still there. The abilities are still there, but the stats weren't. You look at Quinn Ewers, obviously a QB away. who else was in that draft class that I can't think of? Jaden Daniels, we just talked about. Quinn Ewers. Yeah, I think that's it from that draft class. And so far, the top two dogs right now is probably Henderson and Riley Leonard. Who would have thought out of that that draft class specifically?
Yeah, and HD's in the middle of nowhere. He has no cell phone reception or Wi-Fi. So he says it's SOS mode.
That's crazy. We're in SOS mode, bro. This is just me.
Help us, bro.
Help me help you.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
What's the next game, though?
The next game... And I would say it's an upset with the, you know, with what was on the line. The Miami Dolphins defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers 37-34. The Steelers came into the game as the seventh seed, losing the
Did you see how it ended? Oh my god! So one, I didn't see this game. I just saw how it ended. Though one thing too is somebody mentioned there was a kickoff return. And the return had the coach on the field or something. I think that it was like a glitch where the coach was on the field.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the exact thing. I thought I saw that in chat. I don't know if that somebody's going to clip it for me so we can see it. But how it ended, I think the Steelers had like a 4 or 5 point lead, and the Dolphins had the ball on like their 30 or something like that. And they said, you know what, Tyreek Hill down there somewhere. And boy, was he down there somewhere.
He was down that there somewhere, ran, bro.
That man ran cover for a drop and just yeeted that thing, lob passed it all the way into the end zone, and Tyreek Hill was able to run by everybody and get two to 3 yards separation and catch it in the back of the end zone for a touchdown to win the game. And I looked at that and I said, I should do that with Jalen Waddle for no fucking reason. So we'll see if we're able to do it this upcoming week.
I mean, I look at that just from a receiver standpoint and be like, bro, that is fucking lovely. To have a quarterback and be like, fuck it, he over there somewhere, just throw that bitch up. That's all you can ask for.
That's crazy. He don't believe in making reads. He don't believe in none of that mumbo jumbo. He's dead.
You know what every receiver tells a quarterback? Just throw it up, bro. I don't give a fuck. Just throw it up. I'll go make a play. And he did that. He did that, bro. He's aware of his receivers. Bro. He said, Tyreek, what would Tyreek want in this situation? He's like, yeah, you know, he's being investigated for domestic violence in real life. But he will just want me to just throw it up.
That's crazy, bro. But that gave me flashbacks when I was the Patriots and just watching and cover four drop everybody into coverage, rush three. Nope, don't care, bro. Fucking over the top. It's this deep post to fucking Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle who just gets over a safety that was 20 yards back. moving on, what's the next game there, D-Lloyd?
Next game, we had the There we go. The Buffalo Bills. Getting out of the Arch Manning sweepstakes, defeating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 38-37.
Damn, cuz Cammy, bro, you.
I don't know if there was what happened. We seen 18 pass attempts from Baker Mayfield, 21 pass attempts from DJ Uiagalelei. We seen 21 pass attempts from Josh Allen, and we seen 16 pass attempts from Brady Cook. So everybody was just throwing the ball.
Bro, everybody got in the game. They almost took in the coach, bro. You almost had the coach come in and make a throw.
Bro, I think I almost had a pass attempt in this one. Shit,
where the fuck Pete Carroll at, bro? He was supposed to be in this game.
Bro, I think they were picking fans. They were like, hey, bro, would you like to throw a ball pass in NFL game?
Bro, it was like a NBA halftime show when they're like, you want to take this job for $50,000? You want to throw this pass for $5? We having everybody throw a pass so we can't offer you that much money.
I mean, like I said, this brings the Bills to 4-11. The Bucks, were they out of the playoff picture before this game?
No, they were in it. Technically, okay, they're still in it with 9 losses because there's a slight chance if the Vikings lose out and that 7 seeds 8-9, then you worry. Yeah, then technically you could get either me, Cammy, if we both go 8-9, and a few others, depending on their record, obviously.
To get that 7 seed. The biggest fan of this game was
me.
Wimmy's look like he has some breathing room. You know what I mean? He has some breathing room. So.
No, it was me because fuck Cammy.
That is wild. That is your WWE playmate.
His show, fucking in his show, bro. What is the next game there, D-Lud?
Next game, I mean, we can hold it off to see if he ever gets Wi-Fi back. That's the
just so happened he lost connection when it's time to talk about the Eagles sucking dick again.
Broncos beat the Philadelphia Eagles 34-28.
We'll circle back.
Okay, yeah, okay. Next game. Just know the Broncos beat the Eagles 34-28. Just make sure
they won the fuck out of that game. That was a super win. Good.
Crazy. Next game though, we had the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes, sir. Everybody's favorite PML resident. Hey, you know I did it all for y'all. We'd hate to see Byrne win a game. You know, I'm here for you.
I mean, just a quarterback away, bro. And
he's just the quarterback away.
But Max Johnson outdueled Quinn Ewers.
That's fucking right.
The game where nobody really threw for a lot of yards, but both running backs had good games. 155 from Bijan and 157 from Saquon.
Yeah. Max Johnson had a good game.
Brad McConkley should have a dev game as he was force fed with 10 catches. No? He's not going to get a dev game? Did Neff leave me too? What is going on here, bro?
He was not force fed. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said. You said something. Okay. What's going on with what?
Nah, you stopped talking for a second. I thought you left me too. I thought it was a one.
No,
show.
I got a call. Okay. No. I force fed Ladd 10 receptions. Nah, just kidding. it was a lot of short route throws. It was a lot of short passes. He drops a lot of people into coverage, and he plays over top pretty well. The one interception I threw was me trying to say, hey, Jalen Waddle down there somewhere, and he was not down there somewhere.
So you tried it, and he wasn't.
Yeah.
Gotta get Tyreek Hill, bro.
Gotta get Tyreek Hill. Max Johnson has been good.
The defense has been good recently, so we're going to continue it moving forward. Yeah, like I mean, said, no more of that fucking sim football stuff. Fuck that shit. Let's just
I
run this.
I never thought I would see the day, bro.
Fuck you.
We're supposed to have fun, Neff.
Fuck having fun.
That's crazy, bro. Anyway, the Falcons clawing their way back into the playoff picture somehow.
I was never out.
At 6-9
I lost to the Panthers and the Buccaneers.
Man, you could have been in the playoffs, right? It would have been you and
I gave up a 4th-and-26 to the fucking Panthers. The fourth down package you had let you down, bro. God damn, bro.
That's a shame.
What happened?
Fourth down package, bro. Anyway, it would have been you and Wimmy, bro, playing to see who the real wash machine was, but you couldn't even make it there.
Why?
We had the Kansas City Chiefs taking down the Colts in a shocking game, 55-31. Chiefs now 13-2 on the season. And the Colts go to 4-11. They're trying to sneak into the Arch Manning sweepstakes and bench Anthony Richardson. Who did he get hurt or did he get benched? He went 3-for-10, 2 interceptions.
I think he
Huntley
got hurt.
Came in for 18 passes. For like multiple games.
I don't know about that, man, but I heard he got hurt.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Yeah, baby.
I'm excited by that news.
Ooh-wee.
That's right. So.
How many wins for the Colts this season?
4-11 right now.
Hey, go Colts. What's his high, the cycle? Do you know?
No, I actually don't. I know, no, it might be around 4 or 5, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to finish off this season, he has the Buccaneers and the Bengals.
Ooh-wee, there's two winnable games.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next game there, D-Lloyd?
Yep, next game, we had the Seattle Seahawks taking down the Arizona Cardinals 38-22.
Z's on top of his game right now. He's definitely in prime form.
I know they clinched the playoffs at 13-2. They're playing for the one seed, essentially. How is that looking? They're pretty much tied with the Saints. Is it that big of a difference? Wow. Saints and the Seahawks are really just running things in the NFC. Nobody else is within three games.
Hey, shout out. For consistency, it's been the Saints every single
season.
I can't speak for the rest of my team, but I at least went with them, so I had a loss to his repertoire. My whole division got to do a better job of not being bums. it's him and it's usually him and somebody else. So it's been somebody different every single time. I think it was the Packers. No, it was the Packers the first two seasons. I'm lying. What's the
name real quick? Kyler Murray, he threw 3 picks. Bo Nix has been playing really good this season. Very efficient. 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Bringing his total to 36 TDs and 5 picks with a 150 quarterback rating all the season. That is in for PML. That's pretty good. I mean, only a couple of guys. I know, like Mahomes with Manage, he's been having a couple very effective seasons. You don't really see that too much. You know, most times it's as long as you throw more touchdowns than picks, that's a solid season. So that is definitely good for Z right there, man.
Absolutely.
Taking care of business. And then the next game and the final game. So far, you had a computer game.
Yeah.
But we can talk about it. The Baltimore Ravens taking down the San Francisco 49ers. Shout out
A-Rod breaking HD's win record for the cycle of six. A-Rod now has more wins than HD ever had in the record cycle.
We was keeping.
Yeah, I'm keeping it.
fun fact,
we're gonna stop the show here and then pick it up later on. I gotta pause it.
You gotta go. All right. A-Rod won the game with 50 passing yards.
Really? God damn.
That's crazy.
Hello, everybody. We are back. HD's back. The whole crew is back. So we were just talking about the games. We finished up on the games. Before we actually move on to next week's games, HD, you want to talk about your game a little bit? We talked about my game and how I won and I'm better than you. Now we need to talk about your game and how you lost and how you're not as good as me.
This is Beast kind of watched a little bit. This was a good loss. Because, like, obviously, I think people expect me to get, like, smoked by DK. I was winning by 11, I think. And then before half. And then I went for it on 4th and inches or 4th and 1. And we couldn't get the 1 yard in a run play. So he ended up driving down. He got 3. It was, like, 16-21 going into half. And then he forced me to punt. And then he was able to, you know, go from there. I was down 13 with 3 minutes left. I was able to get all my timeouts. I forced a field goal. I got the ball. Yeah, I forced a punt. I went down and scored. He drove down with he hit the 2-minute warning. And then he was going for a field goal to go up 9. I actually blocked it and recovered it. And we got all the way down to our 20 or something like that. And then we ended up getting sacked and came down to one play. And this is where not having Jalen kind of hurt, you know, rather than Devontae Adams having a shot, Penix kind of threw it a yard or two out of bounds. It was one of those red inaccuracies. So, you know, there was no shot of getting it. But even I would have even taken a pick at that point. But, you know, I'll just heave it up there 19 yards away, I think. And Open had a chance, but had no shot. So it was, we almost came back. It was a good game though, nonetheless. DK, this is my first time playing in this cycle, and compared to other cycles, I will admit, because I thought he's kind of on like the cheesier side, you know, after the last cycle. It was good sim. I feel better about his gameplay after actually playing him myself. And you know, he's just playing. I think now,
has he?
Yeah, no. I know he just gets that rep from the 6-1. And I know his offense was a little sketchy when I played him last cycle. But no, I feel like he's relying more on actually playing the game how it's supposed to be played. And you know, that's a shout out to DK. But now he feels a little more like at the end here. So this is my personal
take. Well, the one thing is, you know, you use your players and things like that to the best of their abilities. And, you know, I know last year he had Cooper Kupp and ended up getting Michael Thomas, and he might have been repetitive and he might have did the same type of routes, but, you know, he was just doing it because of what he had on the field. So I think when you start getting those ability guys, that's when you kind of get more cheesy in a sense, specifically on offense, because then you honestly just have them do what, you know, what they have to use their abilities. And at that point, you're just using what you got. You know, you're using your tools at your disposal, so you can't really hate on it too much. It's like having a route apprentice and not really calling hot routes to that route apprentice and creating things.
Devontae Adams actually has outside apprentice, and I don't use the hot routes at all.
Yeah, outside apprentice is okay.
I really
it's harder. Like, corner routes are shitty. They do the C routes and they're not good. Post corners have been asked for fucking 20 years.
I think the only good one's
a post play. Yeah, the only good one's a post route. That's the only thing. He's got route tag. So
speaking of good abilities, I know CJ Stroud and Bryce Young both got hot route master recently. So two quarterbacks just so happening to get hot route master in the last 48 hours or something like that.
You said Bryce Young?
Bryce Young and CJ Stroud both got hot route master.
Good for JT. I know JT will make work, but I didn't expect JT to be able to get CJ up there just because he does make so many mistakes on the field, like interception-wise. I'm impressed by JT for that one.
What, get him up to superstar?
Yeah.
No, he came in as superstar.
Oh, well then fuck you.
He came in as superstar.
I thought you were saying he went up from superstar.
Let me see. No, he re-rolled what he had. Let me take a look.
Little cheesy boy. Oh, well then take back everything I said.
Yeah, he never he's always been a superstar. I'm looking at it now. He's always been a superstar.
I wonder what made him re-roll it now. Did he just unlock something? Is that why?
I have no clue. I will say on the season, he's got how many games played? Has he played every single game?
No, he got hurt.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So he's got 14 games and 24 picks. So I think he's still good. I think he's still good.
I thought he got hurt for a couple weeks. Those were just game injuries then.
Yeah, he's good right now. He's at 1.7. It's 1.8. If I remember correctly, 1.8 per game average.
So and he's got to play your next two games safely. I mean, you're not playing for anything. No, because then you're setting a bad example of what we're trying to fight against. But then again, you're not breaking the rules because you played 14 games and you're under the limit. So
I hope he does play him, and I hope I pick him off five.
Well, no, he has to. He's suspended. He's done for the year. He's suspended.
How is he suspended again? He already served his two games.
Was it two games already? No, because he just played Cammy last week. He didn't. He got injured versus Cammy, and then he played this week.
Yeah, I think he. Yeah.
So he's got.
Oh yeah. He's got this week and next week.
Yeah, he's done for. So he'll have week 18 to play.
Yeah, with me. And if he throws right now, he's at 24 for 14 games.
Say he throws 15 two picks games, against him. What gives us 1.8?
He would have to throw at least three. If he throws three, the dev's gone. If he throws less than three, then he's good.
Oh, he's not going to throw three against you, and yeah, that's nothing against your defense. Three. He's just going to play super smart.
Yeah, he should have had one in our last game. What did he throw in our last game? Our last game, he definitely should have had one to Justin Reed, but Justin Reed never even reacted. It was like a toss-up for him. Let me see what he had in our last game. Our last game, he had two interceptions. So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. He had two last game. So, either way, he got hot route master, so did CJ Stroud, and CJ Stroud just had a good game with hot route master. He still has to play the Rams, and I don't know when that game's gonna fucking happen if it hasn't happened already.
I'm surprised it didn't happen overnight since Cook's schedule's so kind of crazy. But then I think Cook's been sleeping regularly.
Weekends, I don't think it's as he's as available.
Ooh.
I don't see. Hold on. Here's a thread. Man.
Oh, there's a thread.
Game threads this season have been ass. There's a few games that I've been looking for, and there's never threads. Kind of annoying, to be honest.
He has not had a let's roll Sunday night anytime in that window is cool with me. Sounds good.
I do remember that. Gets close.
And Cook hasn't responded.
I haven't.
When's the last time Cook has been in the chat? When's the last time Cook was in the chat?
For sure. I thought I saw him last night. But I mean, I'm sure they'll get it in a day. If they haven't, I don't think I didn't update my Madden, I don't know. Check the game streams, maybe. If you're unsure.
I didn't see a game stream. Hold on, let me see. Maybe I missed it. PML from Codes, Madigy. Nope, nothing.
Well, I'm sure they'll play today. I'm sure they'll get it for sure.
Yeah, not sure.
Wouldn't be surprised if they held it against.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the game matters for Cook, right?
Speaking about advance, yeah, it doesn't matter for JT, really. It does matter for JT. I'd be lying because he is also 9 wins. So if there's a chance that if the
JT's at 9?
No, not what, 9 wins, 9 losses. 9 losses.
Oh,
there's a chance. If the Vikings and the Packers both end up with 9 losses and 8-9, there's a chance that the Buccaneers, myself, and the Panthers have a shot, depending on what happens week 18 between me and the Panthers.
That'd be interesting.
Ooh wee. Let's go into next week, Deloitte, if you could.
Interesting. Okay.
You're an idiot.
Pull it up. You're an idiot.
We are heading to good old week 17, where the first game we have, game of the week, AFC North Showdown. Cleveland Browns taking off the potentially playoff bound Baltimore Ravens, who are 7-8.
The Baltimore Ravens have 7 fucking wins, bro.
So they're like 2 games out of a wild card. Not even, I don't think.
Who would have pictured this, bro? Not only did he blow his own personal cycle record, he also beat a bunch of other cycle record for wins on the season. Other birds in here that people may know. No.
Oh, thank you. Okay, no, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. My cycle wins. My most wins in the season.
Hey, man, listen, I went on that little talk last week. You know, talking about A-Rod and how well he's been. And you know what? He didn't say thank you. He didn't acknowledge it. So I'm just not going to give him props.
I think he hates you. If we're being completely honest.
Well, I'm gonna ask him.
You gotta ask him in Jet Chat. I'm almost positive he hates you.
I'm gonna call him again.
So you said
everybody's picking Browns, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next thing. Why you even waste time?
Rude as fuck. Anyway, the next game we have, it could be for a playoff potentially. The Carolina Panthers at 5-9 and the Miami Dolphins 6-9. I think if the Panthers
lose, playoffs for who? He's done now.
Panthers are technically still hanging around, bro.
Yeah, they're still hanging around.
But if they lose, I think it's over. So
yeah, if they lose, it's over. It's 100% over if they lose. Because the worst Wimmy could do is 8-9. Taking a look at the NFC right now, the worst the 7 seed could be is 8-9. Yep. Because the Rams have 8 wins, the Vikings have 8 wins, so that's 6-7, and there's no way you could have less than 8 wins and make it. And if he loses this week, the best he could do is 7-10. I mean, well, lose next week, the best he could do is 7-10, and that's if he wins this week against the Rams.
So I think.
What did you think? Use your word.
Going back.
I think you lost the connection.
A-Rod said.
Yeah, he's poor guy.
He has something to say, though. He has something to say.
Yeah, I can hear it. Yeah. He had to beat the Browns. Yep. He said something about A-Rod making the playoffs.
SOS, SOS!
Yeah, now he can.
That's crazy. Here's the SOS call. You'll be safe.
I'm gonna take the Panthers in this one. HD? Panthers, Dolphins. All right, never mind. D-Lloyd, Panthers, Dolphins.
There
he is.
He's back. I'll go Panthers. I'll go Panthers.
I'm in a shitty development.
No. He doesn't have Bryce Young, right? He doesn't have Bryce.
Yeah.
I'll go Dolphins. I lied. I'll go Dolphins.
All right. Moving on. Next game.
Wait, can you hear? Am I clear now?
Yeah, you're clear.
Yes, we hear you.
A-Rod said he just had to beat the Niners and the Browns. He said he had to beat the Niners and Browns so he could make playoffs.
Simple task.
Can't wait.
I don't know what his I don't know what his week 18 game is though.
Next game. He's not making the playoffs. He needs the Jags to lose. Two games. He needs the Jags to lose in the next two games.
Well,
and the Steelers to lose.
He just beat the Steelers though. So if they based on like division record or conference, right? If they tie, I don't know what their standings are, but.
If he ties, he can't lose another game. If he ties with the Steelers, he's out because they're 6-5 conference record. He's 4-6.
What's the division records? Tied?
2-4 each.
Oh, so you're just assuming he'll lose to the Browns?
He's gonna. Yeah, I'm assuming that.
I don't know, man. If KMFO loses and gets A-Rod in the first round, maybe he'll tank this game. Who knows?
Well, he's got a first round bye, so he'd be giving the Patriots the free win or the Chargers the free win. what's the next game, man?
I tried.
There you go. Next game, we have the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the 12-2 New England Patriots.
Pats. Everybody picking Pats. Next game.
Probably. Yep. Next game, we have the Seattle Seahawks taking on Jacksonville Jaguars. This one may be interesting. The Seahawks, they are technically playing for the number one seed. Jaguars are fighting for their playoff lives.
It's gonna be a fun game to watch. I think the Jags is a solid user, so it's gonna be fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Seahawks because they're just playing so well. But this game is definitely gonna have some type of intensity to it, so I'm here for it.
I'm going to take the Jags because I think Z will rest his guys. Based off my own knowledge and nothing else, I think he'll rest them. Just because there's no point for them to play. So
yeah.
I think he has the number one seed because JC's out. I don't think he cares to play for him. He doesn't have a quarterback, so I don't know. Just my own thought, taking the Jags.
All right, I'm taking the Jags.
We'll move on. Then the next game, here we go. The NFC East showdown. The Dallas Cowboys traveling to Philly to take on the best birds. And the Philadelphia Eagles, who are still rebuilding, but impressive to be in the playoff hunt while rebuilding.
Yes, sir. Impressive as fuck. You hear that enough? You bitch.
Impressive.
We're about to win our division. What are you looking like?
Not winning the division. Not winning the division.
Not winning the division.
Got you, bucko.
So the Eagles and who again?
Cowboys.
This game stinks. I think the Eagles are gonna win. And then drama is gonna be like, come on, Bird, you gotta beat
Bro, he already started it. He said that this morning, bro. Go look at
Jen. I know, that's why I'm saying it.
He's like, bro, you're really gonna let him beat you to knock me out the playoffs.
Don't piss in my cereal.
He's funny.
So I got the Eagles winning.
Bro,
not a true friend.
I don't know, bro.
I beat him.
Can you fucking make a pick? Ain't that serious? Your life ain't on the line here. Make a fucking pick.
Be on the line, bro. You don't know that. It's a dude holding a gun in my head right now. He said his name's HD.
HD said you don't. You don't know me. You would have picked the Eagles a long time ago if that was the case.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Eagles because my life is online. But if I wasn't having this gun held in my head, I'll pick the Cowboys.
Next game.
That's crazy.
Next game, we have the Denver Broncos taking on the Minnesota Vikings, who also probably need this.
Broncos, let's ride.
Let's ride, baby.
Let's ride.
Yeah, I'm going to go Broncos in this one.
They're not even playing for anything. That's what sucks.
The Vikings? Ooh,
Broncos are playing for wild card.
Yeah, they're locked in.
Broncos are in. Vikings. I'm taking the Vikings anyway.
They're locked in, but there is a chance they fall to the seventh seed and have to play Colts round one instead of playing SP. That being said, they might want to put over SP.
Say, I might want to play in my division now that I've already seen twice.
Yeah, so we'll see. Maybe he says, you know what, I think we're all set.
Yep. Next game, though, we have the Houston Texans traveling to New York to take on the Jets.
Texans. Next game.
All right. Next game, we have Beast and the Buffalo Bills taking on the Washington Commanders.
Bills.
Bills.
All right.
I guess I didn't hear the Commanders part.
All right. Next game, we have the Atlanta Falcons taking on the CPU 49ers.
CPU 49ers. AB left the server. AB completely left the server.
Did he really?
He caught a body, brother. A-Rod caught a body. A-Rod played him last.
No, A-Rod didn't even play him.
Do we know why?
Yeah, but A-Rod played his team. Bro, honestly, it could be over. So, it could be a lot for him. I mean, if he's a comp guy, this could be
This is too much for him. Way too much.
But he's you don't even got to do anything, though.
I can't use Kyle Shanahan. I think he said something about tanking to D-Lloyd. I mean, he's just all done. He's done. Next guy. Let's go.
He told me he anybody didn't got any friends about the season, basically what it was. But, yeah. All right. Do you think it was because he was dropped in the
Ladd McConkey dev game against the CPU is going to be fucking great. Is all I gotta say.
Do you think it was because he was dropped in like to a team with a losing record at the end of the season, or do you think it was like all this shit that just comes with PML?
It could be all.
Losing record on top of PML.
Let's see if Neff plays the CPU on advance night.
Absolutely. Before we get a 49ers user
with a dev game too. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we get a 49ers user.
Just Neff playing at midnight.
Yeah, bro. When all the lights are off, nobody's watching.
Like, I didn't play advanced night. I played at 4 a.m.
What's the next game, D-Lloyd?
Next game, we have the battle of the wise men. I'm not going to call them old. The wise men. You have King Mike, 67-year-old King Mike, taking on 72-year-old Hefe.
Damn, I knew exactly who the game was once you said that.
So
give me Hefe.
Mike and CB. I didn't know it was gonna be Hefe. I thought it was gonna be CB.
I knew. I had a feeling it was Hefe. Give me Hefe. Give me the elder, wiser man. Moving on.
Yeah, the older, wiser man who's not trying to get Arch Manning.
Yeah, exactly. Next game.
Yes, sir. We have the Tennessee Titans traveling to Kansas City to play the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs, and I don't care if he plays all his backups.
That's also true. I'll take Tennessee plus 25 and a half.
Yeah, yes, I'll take plus 25 and a half.
I don't know if that's a spread or not.
I love how my friends have confidence.
That's what I would put the spread at.
You literally didn't pick me, and you're worried about us having confidence in you? Fuck you. That's real selfish.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did have a gun to his head, but he did pick
me. I had a gun to my head, bro. I picked you. What the fuck?
Bro,
somebody. Next game.
He was too busy holding the fucking gun to listen to me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Next game. We have
I'm holding it. We're just the same size.
We have the New Orleans Saints taking on the Rams in Rams house.
Rams. Next game.
Yeah, we have Rams. Colts Bucks.
Ooh. Jesus, this is gross. Give me the Bucks, though.
This is gross. That was crazy.
What does the Bucks have to finish the season? I'm interested to see now. He ate 9 by the end of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Bucks. Next game, important one for the AFC or the NFC North, the Lions Packers.
Oh, he has the Dolphins. Yeah, he could be a fucking, he could be 8-9 for sure. All right, let's take a look at that. If he's 8-9 and I'm 8-9, who wins the tiebreaker?
Someone tell Nephi's not making the playoffs.
Ooh, I would win the tiebreaker if we're both 8-9. So I don't have to worry about him. I would tie with the Vikings because they're 7-4 in conference. And I would be 7-5. He would be 7-5. Me and him would be tied. And then it would just become who has the first in the alphabet. And since I am a Falcon, I win. Atlanta Falcons. So either way you want to go about it, Madden.
They changed the tiebreaker. I do any, mini, money, mo. Whoever I'm pointing at, then.
You got to play bubble gum.
My strength of schedule is higher, so I win.
But don't worry, I play any, mini, money, mo on stream, so transparency. Everybody knows I'm not.
Yes.
Yep. so. Next game, like I said, AFC or NFC North, important game, the Lions and Packers. Lions fighting for their playoff spot still.
Give me the Packers. Yeah, I was going to say give me the Lions, but I'm a liar. I'm lying.
I'm going Lions. I just don't think I might. I'm in it right now.
Who cares?
Well, I still don't think Fallen can get over that hype mic hump.
Regardless if he cares or not.
I think Fallen beat him this season. I think he beat him this season, though.
Let me go back.
Hold on. Yeah, no, he smoked Hype Mike this season. 38-17.
Oh, wow. I'm still going to take Hype Mike.
All right. I'm going to take Hype Mike in this game. Actually, he's so checked out. Give me the Lions. Give me the Lions. I'm lying to you. Once again, I lied.
I am. No pun intended.
No pun intended. Crazy. Absolutely a pun intended.
Fucking liar, next bro. Game. Now, next game, we have the New York Giants at 4-11 taking on the Arizona Cardinals at 4-11.
Let's go, Giants. Let's go, Giants. Arch Manning in Arizona is going to be wild.
I'll go Cardinals.
I want the Giants to win. I need him to win the division. Over drama. I was gonna pick my friend HD.
Is it still a situation that he could go from what top five pick to the playoffs or playoffs?
Yep.
Yeah, me and him are in the same story.
Hell of a sliding scale, bro.
This division is ridiculously bad. Just looking through the division real quick. Net difference in points against minus 86, minus 152, minus 98, minus 238.
238?
Minus 98. I'll tell you right now, the net difference, nope, the worst is the Commanders, then the Giants.
Oh, yeah. I'll take it.
I'll tell you right now, I put Drama Man in the NFC South. He has the worst net by 5. The next closest is JT. You put him in the NFC West, same thing. You put him in the NFC North, that's where it changes. The minus net for the Packers is minus 94. So that's actually interesting. You put him in the, that's it. If you put him in the South or you put him in the West, he is the last team in net average. Everywhere else, he's either third or fourth.
I don't know. Do nets really matter? Because, I mean, you could win 12 games. But if you have 12 wins. If your 5 losses are blowouts and your 12 wins are super close, I mean, you'll be negative as fuck. So, I mean, but you still got 12 wins. You know what I mean?
It's a metric. It's not the end-all, be-all because you don't know how shit went. You know, garbage time scores here and there. But it's just a solid metric, something to look at. It gives you an idea. Mm-hmm. Take a little picture. Mm-hmm.
I don't really worry about it. I don't think it really means anything.
Don't worry. The Titans are a lot worse than you at minus 130, bro. Minus 130.
Damn, cuz.
Shit bird.
My friend D-Lloyd sucks.
No, yeah. We won three games, bro. I mean, if you thought we were good, that's bad. No, you won four, bro. You won four.
About to win six. Mm. Six and one.
Let's go. Next game.
Final game. We have the 13-2 LA Chargers taking on the 8-7 Pittsburgh Steelers, and this could probably be the playoff lives of Kurt, depending on what happens with the Vikings. So he needs this.
Good job, Chargers, on your win next
Vikings,
week.
The Jaguars.
Anybody taking the Pittsburgh Steelers? Nobody. All right, everybody in PML, have a great day, and we'll catch you next time.
Ooh.